if you can summarize what's known so far.
Okay. Thursday night, about 10:45, officers responded to the 1600 block of Saunders for a shooting that had just occurred. After officers arrived, investigation ensued, and it revealed that two 18-year-old males were playing with the firearm, and when it went off and shot one of the males, that subject was transported to St. Joseph Hospital and later succumbed to his injuries. And Tyrell Wilson of Bryan was pronounced dead at around 12:43 that Friday morning. Crime scene unit did respond to the area. Criminal investigation division did respond to the area. And even though it appears to be an accident, we still have to do a very thorough investigation to make sure, you know, that all the facts add up and are able to close that case out properly.
What type of firearm?
Details of the investigation at this time are not being revealed.
And this was in a home?
Yes, it was in a residence.
That one or both people occupied?
That at least one of those parties does live at.
Mr. Wilson or the other person?
Not releasing.
Were there any other people inside the house?
Yes, there were some adults in the house, and the people at the residence did make the phone call to 911. And, you know, everybody has been very cooperative in this investigation, which is making it, you know, makes things go a little faster.
What part of the home did this take place?
It happened inside the residence.
And this would be a one-story house?
I don't know.
The significant activity sheet identifies this call as a manslaughter. If you can talk about why it was identified that way in the context of how it's being investigated.
Right. Anytime someone does die as a result of a firearm or any type of method like that, it has to be treated as either a manslaughter or a murder case until we can prove otherwise.
So it doesn't necessarily mean a crime occurred. It just has to be investigated that way.
Correct.